For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. It's Thursday. Happy Thursday morning. Good morning. I hope you're getting through your week beautifully, full of God, full of the Holy Ghost, emanating the fruit of the Spirit wherever you go. That's what we talked about yesterday. We're on John 15, talking about abiding and bearing much fruit and how others will look at you, and if they see the fruit of the Spirit, they're drawn to it. Why are you full of love? Why are you full of joy? Tell me about this peace. Tell me about this even temper called patience that's coming out of you. I need this. I need to learn. I've noticed you're faithful to your word. Faithfulness. What virtue, what fruit's coming out of you? Wow, are you a meek person? Gentleness. Humble. That brother, you ever hear someone say, that brother's so humble. God's been dealing with him. God's got his way in his life. Jesus is Lord. He's walking in humility. He knows it's not anything of himself. Self-control. Fruit of the Spirit. That the outside world or even your brethren can walk up and go, man, I just really appreciate the fruit of the Spirit in your life. It ministers life to me. Jesus is very concerned about this. He says to the disciples that ye bear much fruit. So then that led us to, okay, all the while you're abiding and you're bearing fruit, along comes the husbandman with these shears and he starts to prune. And it was me going, gosh, why do you have to prune? I don't want to let go of that yet, or I'm not ready. It looks so nice. And God is like, yeah, I got to prune this to get room for more fruit. You know, I was thinking of the of Disney World. You think of those bushes, my brethren. Those little sculpted bushes that are trimmed to look like Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse. If a gardener doesn't trim back those branches to look just like the image of that character, you know, Minnie or Mickey Mouse, it'll stop bearing that image. Same principle. Jesus, the Father God, trims us back. He prunes things that are not necessary in our lives anymore so that we will have the image of God. And that gets heavy duty because there are some things we just hold on to. We have our thumb in our mouth and our little security blanket. And God says, I'm finished with this. You don't need this anymore. It doesn't look like my Father. And so he prunes it back. Let me talk about that in just a little bit further. Pruning, the definition, he thins or he'll reduce or he'll cut it off. That's pruning. What if it's dead wood? You know, he's the vine and the branch, that's wood. What if the wood is dead? It's got to be removed. Dead wood harbors insects and disease. If rot sets in, it can easily spread to the entire vine. If something's dead in your life, God's trying to get in there to prune it off. Let him do it, right? If left to ourselves, my brethren, without pruning, our flesh will just start producing rotten fruit. So God comes in and he prunes our hearts. He helps us get rid of things like bitterness, resentment, selfishness, anger, any self-centeredness, arrogance, or pride. Let him have it. Let him get those master shears in there and prune it out. All right, final day tomorrow on this, and I'll take it up all next week on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.